Lecture 45, The Final Campaigns.
This lecture will complete our examination of military events involving the armies that began the war in the Kentucky-Tennessee Theater. What we call the Western Theater shifted south and east as the war progressed, and those armies that began in Tennessee and Kentucky found themselves in North Carolina in March and April 1865. We'll look first at John Bell Hood's march into Tennessee in 1864 and his utter defeat there. Then we'll shift our attention to William Tecumseh Sherman's march to the sea and his later campaigning in the Carolinas. After the fall of Atlanta, John Bell Hood proposed to place his army between Sherman's in Atlanta and Chattanooga to get astride Sherman's supply route to Chattanooga. He hoped to draw Sherman back out of central Georgia by this turning movement, in other words, swing out to the west, back in behind Sherman, and force Sherman to come north out of Atlanta. Hood thought that, the kind of movement that he envisioned would compel Sherman to react that way. Hood could get his supplies from Alabama, while with luck denying Sherman his supplies. Should Sherman ignore Hood, Hood thought that the Georgia militia would slow up the Federals long enough for Hood to catch up with them. Jefferson Davis read the plan, thought about it, and decided that it might work. And Hood put it into effect on October 1st, 1864. Davis, in fact, talked about a campaign that might go up through Tennessee, liberate Nashville, move into Kentucky, perhaps even get all the way to the Ohio River. Hood's plan was not a bad one, and it might even have worked earlier in the war, worked to the degree that it would have forced Sherman to turn around and follow Hood north if Hood was going to threaten his supply line along the railroad to Chattanooga. But by this stage of the conflict, the game had changed. Sherman followed Hood very briefly, but then he realized that he didn't have to worry about Chattanooga. Sherman did. He could stay in Atlanta no matter where Hood went, because he could strike out into the interior from Atlanta and simply provision his army, the men and animals in his army, off the countryside. The railroad to Chattanooga became beside the point. He would go off on a giant raid, the kind of raid that he and Grant had talked about for a good long while. That kind of raid would put him in a position where supply lines didn't mean anything. Just as Grant had cut loose from his supply lines during the Vicksburg campaign, just as Sherman had tried this out during his march to Meridian and back, so now he would do it on a much grander scale, moving out of Atlanta. As Sherman put it, "Where a million people live, my army won't starve." Accordingly, he and Grant decided to send George H. Thomas to Nashville. Took two corps from Sherman's army, but Thomas would gather other troops in Nashville, and that would be the Federal force that would protect Tennessee and deal with Hood, whatever Hood might do. When Hood discovered that Sherman was not going to follow him into Tennessee, he nonetheless decided to go ahead with his plan, and that resulted in what is known as Hood's Tennessee campaign. At about the time that Sherman moved out of Atlanta, and we'll talk about that in just a few minutes, at about that time, Hood marched into Tennessee, hoping to take his 40,000 men or so to Nashville. Then, if things went well, onto the Ohio River. He even talked grandly about getting to the banks of the Ohio and then turning east and joining up with Lee. It really was a hallucination on his part, but this is what he talked about. First Nashville, then the Ohio River, then marching to link up with Lee. Well, in his way were George H. Thomas and a force that grew to 50,000 and eventually 60,000 men in the vicinity of Nashville. This force included the Army of the Ohio under John Schofield, and that's the force that was nearest to Hood as Hood marched into Tennessee. Many of Hood's men were very poorly equipped for a winter campaign. They didn't have heavy uniforms. They didn't have as much food as they needed. Many of them didn't have shoes that were up to an active campaign. Thousands were barefoot within 2 weeks of the time that Hood turned north. But he pressed forward in November, and by the end of the month, he was less than 50 miles from Nashville.